expensive furniture.
And what would you call a porch that doesn't have a roof on it? A little porch.
Patio.
Okay. What do you call a small fenced area next to a barn where cows are enclosed before milking? You drive them up from the pasture and into this little area.
Stop. Lane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you drive them up through the lane.
Yeah.
And then next to the barn, there's a fence around a little.
Stop. That's called a stop that you put them in milk.
Well, now before you put them into that, there's a little fenced area right outside the barn.
Lot?
Yeah, that's the word I wanted. That's it, yeah. Some people call it a pen. That was how I wanted to know which one you call it. What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones just piled up?
It's not a terrace, is it?
No, just a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones that are just piled up. There's no mortar or anything in it.
That's what you told him to get out of the
house.
I wouldn't know.
Okay.
I forgot.
Okay. What do you call a large wooden thing that's open at the top and it's got a handle on it and you carry water or milk in it?
Keg.
Well, now what's a slightly smaller one than a keg? And it's got a little handle on it and you might, well, when you milk, you put it under the cow.
Stew?
No. No, you milk into it.
Pail?
Yeah. Now, would you call it the same thing, whether it was metal or wood?
Well, you might say a wooden pail, a milk bucket.
Okay. Now, if it's metal, would you call it a...
You'd mostly call it a bucket.
Okay. What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Well, you call some of them bakers, and you call some of them frying pans.
Okay.
Different objects.
Okay. What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of where you turn the water on and off?
Faucet.
And what do you call the same thing on a barrel? Do you call it the same thing?
Well, you call it the same thing if it's got a faucet on it.
Okay.
Jenny.
And how about the same thing out in the yard?
Well, I call that a spigot.
Okay. If you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home?
Paper bag.
Okay. What do you call a small musical instrument that's sort of square and you hold it up to your mouth and blow on it?
Some says a flute, and some says a cornet.
No, now this is something else.
Harp.
Yeah.
French harp.
Yeah. Okay.
French harp.
Okay. And what do you call another one that's made out of metal and you put it on your teeth? Yeah.
Juice harp.
Can you play one of those?
No. I could, but I wanted to. I just got this place after I got old. I quit this foolishness. Is that?
Oh, it's not foolishness. It's fun.
Yes, it is. Well, I know I'd be too mean because I can do so many mean things and tricks.
What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made of a long board that's balanced in the middle, and one child sits on one end and one sits on the other, and they go up and down?
Seesaw.
Okay. And what do you call a homemade merry-go-round? You cut off a tree and put a board there and put a peg through the board. You know, it goes round and round. Did you used to play on one of those?
No, I don't think
yeah,
I did.
That's what she's talking about.
Well, she's talking about a flagpole you get down
no,
and
no.
Swing around on it
when
no.
You cut a tree down. Drive the hole in the middle of it, then put a board on it. You know,
that's
when
right.
The chillin' go
yeah.
Round and round. Now they call them the jigs on the table.
I know
what you call them, just
yeah, I have. Well, that's okay. We'll come back to that one, too. What do you call a flat piece of stone that's used to sharpen a knife or a scythe with out in the field?
Whitrod.
Okay. Would you describe some different kinds of wood fences so that I can draw pictures of them? What are some different kinds of wood fences that are used around here?
Well, I don't get out and I don't see none. And I hate
being out. No real fences.